My guest is Pat Sullivan. He is the superintendent of the Medford Area School District, and recently the school board held their school board meeting. So, Pat, if you would, please get us up to date.
Yeah, well, we started the meeting by recognizing Kelly Williams as the Taylor County Educator of the Month, and Kelly works in the RVA, the Rural Virtual Academy, and so, again, we recognized her for all her great work with the kids that enroll in the RVA. We talked about our back-to-school protocols, and really what that was, again, talking about COVID. And the big change is that there's no masking. It really boils down to what it always was. If you're not feeling well, whether we're talking COVID or flu or, you know, those kind of symptoms, you should stay home. If you're not feeling well, you should stay home. We are going to provide at-home tests, okay, kits, and we will give those to families. We will not administer those at school, but if we have a parent who calls and feels that their child isn't feeling well, we will say, come on in and pick up a test kit, take it home and take the test. And if they're positive, we would recommend that they stay home. And we recommended they stay home at least for 5 days, and when they come back, days 6 through 10, again, recommended, wear a mask. And that's with a at-home test. If they go into the hospital or a testing site and test positive, that will be something that they'll work with the health department on. So, again, we're just asking people to be smart about that, to think about others. And if your child is not feeling well, like any other time in the past, good idea to keep them home until they're feeling better. We talked about our staffing, and we are really fortunate. When you hear around the state, really around the country, a lot of schools starting understaffed, and we are ready to go. We filled, you know, I wouldn't say all of our teaching positions. We did have to reduce a section in first grade. We went from 5 sections at Mays to 4. But other than that, we've filled our positions. We still have some teacher aid positions available, but again, we feel we're in pretty good shape to start the year, especially compared to other districts with major staffing shortages. We talked a little bit about our health insurance, and really next month is going to be at the meeting. We're going to hear the final bids from both Aspirus and from Security Health Insurance. So from those two providers, they'll come in with their final and best bid, and then the board will make a decision either that night or maybe it's held off for another month, whether we stay with the Aspirus or if we switch over to Security. We had our grant writer for the FEMA Dome grant, which we applied for, and we did not receive. So we had him there, Jordan Buss, to explain to the board that we have resubmitted it, or we are going to resubmit it for consideration for next year. So there's even more money put into this program for next year. All of the grants that were awarded in the country this last year went to places that they seem to concentrate on flooding, or if you lived over near an ocean and had tropical storms and those kind of things, they seem to win the day this year. But we feel like we're in a pretty good position, again, to just resubmit. The application is already done, and the board gave the go-ahead to start that process to be considered again for this grant in this next go-around. We reviewed our insurance bids, and by that I mean like our property insurance, our workman's comp, and the board did renew that, but we just went over with the board some of our costs on that. We also approved our line of credit, and that is where we need to borrow money to make our payroll, because we don't always get our state funding, our aid payments from the state of Wisconsin in time to make payroll. So we always have to short-term borrow for a short period of time, and that was approved.
Once again, my guest has been Pat Sullivan, superintendent of the Medford School District. Thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you.